In the scriptures, there are things that catch my attention. I'm not the most detailed person in the world, but I can be very detailed. And that's why maybe I don't get my hands on a lot of things at the same time. I can be obsessed with details. That's why sometimes it looks like someone is doing something. And I just say, why didn't you just do it this way? Because what you think you're doing, I've thought about it in about 30 different ways it can be done. So I have learned to deal with people in a way that I understand that you are not thinking the way I'm thinking. And one of the things that catch my attention in the scriptures is that God is also a God of details. And that's where I got it from. No, I'm like my father. There's no surprise in your day. I look like you. I will arise. I will arise. You like a sing. To be singing, arise and sit down. There's no surprise in your day. I look like you. Amen. So, maybe that's why I've seen that God can be very detailed. He pays attention to numbers. In Exodus 26, are you with me tonight? Verse 15, this is God talking to Moses. Exodus 26, 15. And you will make the boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board. 1.5 cubits shall be the breadth of one board. 2 tenons shall be in one board, set in one order against another. So you make of all the boards of the tabernacle. And now we shall make the boards of the tabernacle 20 boards on the south side, southward. And you make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards. 2 sockets. You don't even need to read much for you to know that whoever is talking here loves details. In this instance, loves numbers. For Noah, in Genesis chapter 6, when God was going to ask Noah to build the ark, in verse 14, make you an ark of gopher wood. So, not just particularly about numbers, one of the things you have also noticed that is particularly about the material. The material. That one says shittim wood. This one says gopher wood. Of gopher wood, rooms you make in the ark, and you pitch it within and without the pitch. And this is the fashion you will make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. The breadth, 50 cubits. The height, 30 cubits. God likes numbers. We saw the same thing with Solomon. Don't let me bore you. Jesus gave a parable. Said, a certain shepherd had 100 sheep. Meaning, he counted. Is peculiar about the number. He said, one went astray and he left to how many? No, you don't, son. He lived in 99. One day I will take time to explain to you. Because sometimes that looks cruel. How can you leave 99 to go and chase one? But I will tell you exactly what he did. Tonight is not for that one. Sometimes you are just not seeing everything that is just there. And I'm wondering, what are you looking at? It is the 99. But you are part of the 99. You know, when you guys say, it's easy for you to say you are the one he was chasing. Now he has chased you. You are in the flock. Did he leave you? Oh, suddenly he does not, he's not leaving 99 again. But he said, he left the 99 and he went after the one. And when he had found it, he put it on his shoulder and he brought it back to the flock. God is peculiar. Not just interested.
is very interested in numbers. And that's why I tell you, don't lose disciples. Jesus said, you have to go after the one. Don't lose people. Except the son of perdition. Me, I will never disciple the son of perdition. So, that means, I don't, see, in the kingdom of God, he doesn't want to lose anyone. Be peculiar about numbers. You're teaching certain people, by God's grace, and I know so many of you have been inspired to take God's word, right?
Yes, sir.
Eh? Yes, sir. You're going to teach it.
Yes, sir.
Come on. You're going to teach it. Regardless of where you find yourself. You are strengthened though. You know, what I just heard now is, there's someone thinking that I said this last year and all of that. I still ended up not doing it. You are strengthened for this. It will be easy for you to take God's word and teach it. And men will listen to you. Old, young, men, women, they will eat to the gospel on your lips. There will be no art enough. Have your seat. You know, what day was that? I don't know which day we are in again. But there was a day in this retreat where I taught you about preaching the gospel. What's the title of that? God has a plan for your city. Abi? Thank you. Have you forgotten the title? God has a plan for your city. I told you. God's plan is simple. Teach people. Preach and teach. And as you gather them, pay attention to the numbers. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
pay attention to the numbers. Last week you were 2. This week you are 3. It means something is getting better. I'm not saying God does not use small numbers. We are small here now. As far as I'm concerned, 100 plus is small. There will be times, I'm saying this for record sake, not too far from now, you will come for retreat and will be in thousands. I'm saying it on record. We'll be in our thousands. Have your seat. So I'm not saying God does not use small numbers. The first retreat, not many days back, the first time we had retreat, I think we were 14 or 12. If I remember, 13. We are meant to be 15. Some people ran away. You know, you hear ridiculous things. I have a meeting. I can have office meeting at 4 a.m. in the night. You know, sometimes prayer, you don't know what you are saying again. So I have a meeting now. Ha. Who are you working with? Which is Association of Nigeria? Amen. But here we are. And by this time next year, it will be multiple folds of this number. Multiple. You see what I'm saying with a smile on my face? Because multi bang. Multiple. Have your seat. See, I'm using my energy. He is concerned about numbers. What was God's word to mankind? Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. I've told you before, that's not just about childbearing. Moses wrote that to Israel. They were already giving birth to children. Don't forget Genesis. The reason for Genesis is Exodus. The reason why Moses wrote Genesis is because there was a nation that needed to hear God. So, Exodus precedes Genesis. That should be easy for you to understand. Right? Exodus precedes Genesis. Because there's a nation who is not listening to God's counsel. He will now write Genesis to them. And he will tell them, this is God's plan. to be fruitful and to multiply. That has a spiritual connotation than physical. You will take the seed. If they say be fruitful, it means there's a seed. There's a seed that you will multiply with. If it's about childbearing, it will not use the word to subdue. Say you will subdue the earth. Say you have dominion. God is peculiar about numbers. I say it this way. He is the God of large numbers. Numbers scare the devil. What did I say? Numbers. When he sees people gathered, every time I people are complaining about on social media, someone say, "Hey, churches are blocking the road." I don't even know. Hey, if you want to, I always say, "This one is a mumu." I say, "We are having too many churches this day. Before you walk 2 kilometers, another church. Before you walk another 2 kilometers, another church. Everybody just using church." I'm glad. We would rather have more churches than shrine. Yeah. Won't we? Yes. I'll take it every time. I'll take churches blocking the road. Yes. Let them know that there's something happening. When they are doing concerts, they have video. Why is it concerts? They will block everywhere. The same Christians are not complaining. You will pay money to go and watch someone that wants to just play his song. The song that you could have played in your house. You play, yeah. I always say, even if I was not a pastor, and I was not a believer, and I go for that, and you as a guest, you are the artist that we came to watch, and you like, I will slap you. If I want to sing it, will I come here? I paid you to sing for me, what should I say? Let me write this song. We want to have services. And the entire area is what they are preparing for it. And say, you know, they will have service on Sunday. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
2 streets from that, they already say, don't park on this place. You know that when Glorious House Church have service on Sunday. Have your seat. God is the God of large numbers. Abraham did not have a child. He cried to God and said, "Is it Eliezer, my servant, that will inherit everything I have?" We don't know Eliezer's prayer focus. Maybe it's for Abraham not to have a child. Father, I come to you in this retreat. My master. Don't do it for him. Is it Eliezer that will inherit me? God said, "Be calming down. You know they calm down. Be calming down." Abraham said, "What do you mean, Lord God Almighty?" He says, "Look at the stars." He said, "What about them?" He said, "Can you number them?" Sometimes I want to know how God thinks. We saw that that reflected in Jesus, in his responses. He said, "Can you number them?" Abraham said, "No. So shall your children be."
Amen.
And you wonder, Abraham said, "I'm 99. I don't even need the stars of heaven. just give me 2. One is enough." At some point again, God said, "Have you seen the sand of the seashore? He is the God of large numbers." I just read to you Genesis 26:4 and Genesis 22. God is the God of big numbers. Like I said earlier, he uses small numbers too, but he promised to multiply. His mandate for us is that go and multiply. What you are doing for God on that street, we want to multiply it in different places. Amen.
Amen.
I remember there was a day, sometime last year or last 2 years, I just finished teaching a teaching in church. Just finished a series. And in my heart, I was sad. Not because of the teaching. I said, "I will to God
thousands were listening to this. I will to God that thousands all over the world are listening to this. Because of the teaching that I felt a lot of believers, especially young believers, could benefit from. And I know that God will do it. God intends to populate his kingdom with multitude. Multitude so much that no man can number it. Numbers make us appreciate what the Lord is doing. Numbers declare the glory of the Lord. What did I say? Numbers declare God's glory. Look at Revelation chapter 7. In the course of the year, this teaching is one you must listen to consistently and stir yourself up again for Numbers. In Numbers, Revelation 7, I said Numbers. Hey, it's gonna be a year of Numbers. Amen. Revelation 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number. That's what God wants. A great multitude which no man could number. Of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb. Multitude which no man could number. God gave his word to Israel. Israel had the prophets. But there were nations that did not have prophets. They didn't have the prophets to tell them about Christ. They didn't have prophets to tell them about the God of Israel. But God still left them with something, right? We've taught that before, right? Remember that teaching? Those who ever heard the gospel, what happened to them? I've taught that before. Is it that a prophet? Huh? Those who never heard the gospel before they died. Have you ever wondered what happened to them? Say your great, 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 grand, great, 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 great dad. Who never had Israel, who never had Moses. And Africa existed. So what happened to them? How would they be judged? And we said God left them signs. The psalmist said it this way. He says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament proclaim his words, his works. Day unto day, the utter speech. You see those trees, the stars. He led three wise men who never had Israel, who never had prophets. He led them to Christ. They followed the stars. He spoke to them in a dream. Don't go back to Herod. So there was a way God led people to Christ. Even without the prophets. Because he is not the God to be bound to one nation. He is the God of all nations. He says, day unto day, they utter speech. Night unto night, he shows knowledge. There's no speech nor language in which his voice is not heard. Oh Lord God. He says, there's no speech. There's no language in the world that his voice is not heard. Glorious House Church. No speech. There's no language. There's no tribe. There is no place. That is going where. He is the God of all nations. He is the God of numbers. Never, never settle for small. No, no, you're teaching two people. And you're just okay with that. Once those two people are just coming to church. And once that Judy asked me, I just say, they are the back. They are the back. When he started, he asked me, where are these? No, never settle for school. If you are four this week, next week you must be seven. Amen. Every service, I ask, how many were we? Every service. Sometimes I try to count myself. If it's too much, I cannot count. I'll ask the leader of the protocol team, how many were we today? You want to know, is God's word working? Or I should go and intensify the prayer more. Amen. Because God is peculiar about numbers. The moment we are not, then we are not living in his plan. He says, a great multitude which no man could number. We see in the book of Acts with the church. God shows you a prototype. As soon as the church kicked off, 3,000 souls were saved. Numbers scared the devil.
Before you know it, he started inspiring the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the leaders of the Jews, beat Peter and John. They beat them. Acts 2, 3,000 souls were saved. Acts 3, they beat them. See, the devil is already shaking. How did they multiply this fast? Acts 4, they went to God. They said, God, they beat us. Give us boldness to preach it again. Acts 5. Not 3,000. 5,000 was saved. Numbers. Are you getting me?
Yes.
By the time you get to Acts 6, that's when it says, when the number of disciples were multiplied. Ah! I thought it were 5,000 plus 3,000. 8,000. It has multiplied. In Acts 2, he said, and God added to the church daily. That's an instruction. Daily. What am I saying? Are you listening to me? It's what we all will do. Talking to you, glorious our church members. He added to the church daily. Say daily.
Daily.
Why on your seat? Pray. Why on your seat? Daily. 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 Every day. Every day. We are walking in prophecy. He had the church daily. Amen. Numbers scared the devil. And when I came back, while we were praying on Tuesday, and I came back, and I saw the numbers of people, everybody walking around praying, I smiled. Because I know he's working overtime right now. And I'll be surprised if he's not. That means he's not a serious person. When I see on Twitter and all this, social media, and some people are trying to get at churches, say, hey, redeem Christian of God. Hey, Pastor, anyway. I'm laughing, because that's the devil. He's scared. How can someone gather this number? You see, God's plan is coming to pass. I love it. I what?
I love it.
It's not love. I love it.
I love it.
Thank you, Daddy. You are sleeping for... Just kidding. Numbers. He adds to the church daily. The earth is the Lord. The fullness thereof. The world and all the people in it. Psalm 24. Psalm 24. Turn there. Are you with me this evening? So we are going to pray. Not now. We are done teaching to the God of large numbers. Hallelujah. Large that you have to change venue.
Amen.
The first time we saw the analytics. That's the problem. We saw the analytics of the church website and the downloads, and I saw it wasn't 44,000 or something. Over 40,000. I said, hey. I said, these are large. This is what I love. I love it. And there's a way Google sends us the report. Different nations. I saw Ghana, I saw Netherlands, I saw Ireland, I saw South Africa. Pastors called from different places. I get DMs. I'm not active on social media, but I get a lot of DMs. I still got one before the retreat. From someone in the UK. She's a pastor there, and it's just, I think, this is exactly what God wants to do. And the devil is scared. How can these young people just come out from nowhere? And they want to start rescuing lives. People that I have worked on. And they just lay hands like this. They not even lay the fool. Just like this. And the bondage is loose. It might not be bothered if you do it with one. It might not be bothered if you do it with two, with five, with ten. But moment he starts seeing you that, this looks like it's happening daily. This looks like it's getting more. He's scared. And what exactly has God given us? To depopulate the kingdom of darkness. I want to ensure that every day, a new soul says Jesus is Lord. I told you, I said, there's joy in heaven over every sinner that repents. I want to put that joy on repeat. Amen. I want to make everyone restless. Then go to joy. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's. As you preach and teach, let this be ringing. What we are doing is taking territories. The earth is the Lord's. Everything that stands in between is giants to be eaten. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and all that dwell in it. Say all that dwell in it. Am I in church? Say all that dwell in it. For he has founded upon the sea, he has established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and pure heart. That has not lifted his soul to vanity and has not sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing of the Lord. So what is the blessing of the Lord? The people that dwell in it. He shall receive the blessing of the Lord. And that's why I taught you on be an example in purity. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, verse 5, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek your face, O Jacob, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. That must be our approach. The earth is the Lord, so lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, you everlasting doors. That place where you used to preach. They say, is the zone of smokers. They come here. That boy says, they just be deceiving you. They announce, hey, they lift up your head, so you get. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. On that street. The King of glory shall come in. On that campus. The King of glory shall come in. Then the next question. Who is this King of glory? The devil fights back. Sometimes there are questions in ministry. Who is this King of glory? You must respond. The situation warrants a response. He's the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. Who is this King of glory? Verse 8. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty. It's about the Paul says, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. Against principalities, we're in powers. We read that. Huh? I can't remember which session, but we read that. As you are preaching, is a battle for your life. And God is your reward.
Amen.
You satisfy with long life. So that you can make his name great.
Yeah.
As you're preaching, it's a battle for that soul. Are you listening to me? That's why when you preach, and you say, well, so you'll be in service tomorrow. The young guy say, yes, I'll be in service tomorrow. As you are leaving, the devil is sending someone else. You say, there's a party tomorrow. Now, all of that looks so natural. It looks like coincidence. You are fighting for your soul and you will not lose.
Amen.
Have you ever disciples someone before? And he say, yes, I understand. God, I will be there. And suddenly, you go the next day and say, tell them I'm not. And you are thinking, oh, stubborn. He does not want to learn. No, he wants to learn. It's a battle. That situation is asking you, who is this King of glory? The situation is asking you. The earth is the Lord. You're saying little bit again. Who is this King of glory that wants to come in? Who is this King of glory that wants to change his life? You must respond. He's the Lord strong and mighty. Pray for me. I'm closing already. The Lord mighty in battle. No, when we say we are soldiers of Christ, it's on how, it's on, is in when you are doing ministry that you know that you are a soldier of Christ, true. He is the God of numbers. And what the devil's sole mission is to decrease that number. But what God has promised us is increase. That's what he's promised us. In Ezekiel 36, verse 35. Ezekiel 36, verse 35. And they shall say, he's talking to you and I, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden. I thought I would hear an amen. This cell that was desolate, this fellowship that was non-functional, this ministry, your ministry, is become like the Garden of Eden. Where God's pleasure is. Where God's glory dwells. He says, and they shall say, this land that was desolate. Emptiness is in your past. As you preach and teach God's word, numbers are yours. Numbers are yours. Large numbers. Not gaslighting tonight. I want you to soak in. You'll be coming to church with disciples. Boss. In boss. You believe it? From Yaba, you bring boss. When one arrives, you say, we are still expecting two. service starts in 30 minutes. Where are they? And as you're doing that, the devil will be saying, what are we doing now? I thought we dealt with this guy. I thought. And you'll be saying, I'm in partner with a strong and mighty. With the Lord that is mighty in battle. He says, this land that was desolate, it become like Garden of Eden. And the waste and the desolate and the ruined cities are now inhabited. Thank you, Lord God. The ruined is now inhabited. That's our testimony. Then the eating, verse 36. The eating that are left around about you shall know that I, the Lord, can build ruined cities and plant that which was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it and I will do it. The verse, they be like prophecy. You have to take it. Tonight is for our ministries. And for everything that can affect our ministries. We'll set you in the place of prayer. That's what God said. I remember when we first started out, we used to meet in a place, it's not as big as this stage. Is it half? Maybe half of this stage. Like half. But it's not as wide as this rug. And we have Holy Ghost meetings there. Amen. Yeah. Our teaching meetings there. There's no place to put drum. If we put drum, the church, half of the church has gone. And there's this woman that said, that church, that baby church, they will close down. Another one, who is a pastor, said, that church will soon go. What are they doing? And I said to myself, there's something I trust God with. No man can mock me successfully. angel you not mock, but your mockery cannot be successful. And someone, which discipleship now? Where is it? God is telling you now, the desolate and the ruined cities will become inhabited. Jeremiah. Just give your scripture so that when we start praying. Jeremiah 30. Verse 18. Thus saith the Lord, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be built upon her own hip, and the palace will take its rightful place. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Amen? Amen. And the voice of them that rejoice. And I will multiply them. Amen. And they shall not be few. Amen. I will glorify them. Amen. And they shall not be small. I will multiply them. That's what I said. You know, church, receive with me this evening. Multiplication. Together as a church, we receive more souls won, more lives changed. Multiplication. He says they will not be few. In yourself, you will not be few. You will not be few. You will not be small. And you are a part of it. 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 Will not be few. Will not be small. In Isaiah. I'm giving you this verse. So when we start praying, brother, you pray. It's prayer that does these things. I don't have any other power. I don't have one Baba. I don't know how else we are going to do it. But I know prayer brought us this far. And it will take us further. Yeah. You know, in some years to come, you are going to come to retreat. I'm talking about you. And you will look around and say, I remember when we used to be hundreds. You know, there are some people here who are looking at the numbers of people here and they are saying, I remember when we used to be 13. I remember when we used to be 25, 30. But now we want more. It's not for self-glory. It's for Jesus. Isaiah 51:2. It says, look at Abraham your father. And unto Sarah that bear you. For I called him alone. But that was not the end. I blessed him. And I increased him. Yes. I blessed him. And I increased him. You are increased. Yes. Because of you. Many more will yield to Jesus. Yeah. On the last day, you will stand at high and you will say, I came in the name of Jesus.
because lives will have been changed. I got born again in a Reinhard Bonnke's crusade. Over 2 decades ago. I wonder how many other people got born again there. And I wonder how God is using them all over the world. And I wonder what reward God has for Reinhard Bonnke. I mentioned Bro Hagin a lot in my teachings. Kenneth Hagin, Reverend Kenneth Hagin. And I wonder, someone discipled him. Someone did follow up for Bro Hagin. Oh what eternity awaits. We'll pray. Last one, Leviticus 26. Hope you have those verses now. Ezekiel 36, 35 to 38. Jeremiah 30, 19. Isaiah 51, verse 2. Then Leviticus 26. Shall I call them again? Ezekiel 36, verse 35 to 38. Jeremiah 30, 19. Isaiah 51 verse 2. Leviticus 26. And I'll read verse 9. This book glorious our church, Lord. I will look upon you and I will make you fruitful. Amen. And multiply you. Amen. And establish my covenant with you. Can we pray? Lord God of increase. Oh Lord God of increase. Oh Lord God of increase. Oh Lord God of increase. I thought you'd pray more than this. Be strong. Fruitfulness is what I am asking for. This very prayer, you will see the fruits. Pray it. Supernatural strength to do God's will more than you have ever imagined. You will raise men more than you have ever thought about. You will raise men. Your tribe will not be small. Your kind will not be small. Lay my hands and we'll go. Jabez. He said, they've named Jabez, there's nothing I can do about it. But if you will increase me and enlarge my coast. How can you go a whole year? And there's no single soul you can point to and say, this one is stable, stable, stable. What are you going to tell Jesus?
We will pray that Jabez prayer. Jesus, increase me. Enlarge my coast. We are praying. Your word says we will not be few. Your word says we will not be small. Let kato sekere boyeraya. Rakobo sokoro boyegere bobo setalaba. Rabada shabada bada 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 bada. Rabada bada 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 bada. Yes. Join your hands with your fellow fellowship members and cell members. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Please, I want to shift to the back. To the back, to the back. We will not be small as we fellowship this year. We will not be few. The glory of the Lord is risen upon us. The glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Ibadan, Ibadan. Oya, 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 oya. Increase, 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 increase. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Omo wu mi gba jo Ibadan. We will not be few. We will not be few. In the name of Jesus. Increase. Others. Others. To me. I'm a part of it. I'm a part of it. I'm a part of it. Two minutes more. I'm a part of it. 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 Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Roots, are you praying? Are you praying? The fire of the Holy Ghost descend on our evangelism. The fire of the Holy Ghost in our outreaches. Men are burning. Men are burning. Lives are changing. The glory of the Lord manifests. All over Elasa. All over Isolo. Ado. Rakoto Shekela Baya Baya. Ibadan Boronua. The harvest is plenty. Holy Ghost, light within my soul. Holy Ghost,
fire in my bones. Oh, yes. Holy Ghost, you and I will change the world. Holy Ghost, you and I will change the world. Holy Ghost, you brought me here for a purpose. Holy Ghost, you and I will change the world. Holy Ghost, we will change the world. We will change the world. We will change the world. Our purpose is defined. Our purpose is clear. We change the world. This night bears us witness. This night bears us witness. We will change the world. This night bears us witness. This night bears us witness. The moon bears us witness. We will not be small. We will not be few. The oil of increase. In 10 folds, in 30 folds, in 60 folds, in 100 folds. The oil of increase. Now! There's something we call the oil of increase. We have two more prayers. And that will be it. That means retreat 2024 is over. You are not getting it. I prepared the entire year for this moment. There is an oil of increase. That changes the world. How else can you explain Peter? He does not even know how to preach yet. He just finished hearing Jesus 40 days. He has not refined it. Paul has not come. There's no New Testament teaching. A lot were not in place. And he preached and 3,000 souls were won. As you are praying, I am praying. As
As you need it, I need it. It is the oil of increase. Barnabas was with Paul. They want souls. Barnabas left. He wants the entire Asia. He's not enjoying anointing. God put it on a man. There's grace, so. There's grace for ministry. So sometimes there are people who wonder, how come this place is not getting tired? How come this place is always burning with fire? Like every time I look at them. That grace takes limitations away. It meets limitations. Listen to me, brothers. The things you could not combine together before. That if you combine two, everything scatters. Combine three, everything scatters. Grace makes it easy. So we are praying. This is the second prayer. After this one, I'll call one more. I'll lay my hands. And I will have the Holy Ghost lead us, call it night. But there are moments, yeah? We are going to pray for the oil of increase and grace. What it does is, what the devil has made look like load, makes it look light. You will serve God so much that you'll be wondering, where did I get this time from? I experienced that in my life. I can be quite busy. I've got a lot of things on my hands. But is it serving the Lord? It's still so easy. What the devil wants is, he wants you to be burdensome. He wants you to be burdensome. He wants you to be doing it and then you'll be sweating and you'll be saying, oh, I don't know, how do I combine this? But 2025, the oil of grace and the oil of increase. Oh yeah, pray. We have 3 minutes to pray that one. Three. I am increasing. Oil of increase. Oil of increase. No, you got yes. Increase. The numbers are increasing. The hours are increasing. The time I give to the Lord increasing. My finances increasing. My family increase. Oil of increase. Oil of increase. Oil that multiplies. 1 minute more. Increase. 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 In your meetings, you are increasing. Your discipleship group, you are increasing. Increase, increase. The oil of increase. The third one. You see how those prayer requests? Huh? If there are some that are not answered, go and pick it up. Pick the prayer request again. There are some, you are still waiting. We just want to ensure that all angles are covered. Protocol, can you ensure that nobody is beyond the speaker? Because after this one, we're going to lay hands beyond the speaker. Pass it already. He is the God that answers prayers. Normally, we teach expectations. I want to give you a good view of what I'm saying. We teach, when you're going for meetings, you have expectations and all. But this year, God particularly instructed that we write them down. We used to write it down. But we see this year, I've been particular about it. Because God wants to literally look at your list. That's why I even asked some, I said, what, have you added to it? Yeah, go ahead. And we came here with a list. See, this is what you do. Mine is here. You will place your hand on it like this. Should you remember what's there? As you are praying it, as you are praying what is there, your hands will be on it. What do you mean? As you are praying what's there, your hands will be on it like this. And you will be praying. I don't know what's in yours. I know what's in mine. You are in mine too. Lucky you. You get two people to pray for you. You are mine. You place your hands on them. And you begin to pray it one by one. And when you are done with one, you say, I believe and I receive. You go to the next one. Still praying. God, I'm praying. I'm praying for my work. I'm praying for my sister. And then when you are done, you say, I believe and I receive. And then you go again. Is the instruction clear? I want you to give this one time. Just that, we are going to have it just in like 5 minutes. So about 9 to 10 minutes. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Alright, about 9 to 10 minutes. And we are going to pray out all these expectations. And you will believe and you will receive them.
Amen.
Shotia?
Yes, sir.
Now pray. Oh yeah, we are on the mount of possibilities. You will not suffer lack. Tonight mark a new beginning. Marks a new beginning. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. God of all possibilities, listen to these words. The Lord is greater in Zion. He's mighty among the people. Concerning these ones, Lord Jesus, lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come. Are you tired of your own request? Ah! Okay, Lala, where are you? Minutes more. This is that moment. There's nothing too big, there's nothing too small. God of all possibilities, you can hear everyone here. When on others thou art called holy, do not pass me by. While on others thou art called holy, do not pass. Yes, believe and receive it. The word of God says if you believe and receive, he said you will have. One minute more. Moments, 30 seconds. Multiplicity of disciples. Multiplicity of disciples. Number of disciples multiplied. Health, good health is yours. The peace of God is yours. Provisions. Things that have caused you shame in the time past. Tonight marks the end.